Lawmakers finished the 2025 session with a state budget that covers a massive revenue shortfall. A measure meant to address high health care costs goes to the governor, and school board races will turn partisan under a narrowly approved bill. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
Republican leaders say they started closing the revenue shortfall by making cuts and then turned to a $2 per pack cigarette tax increase to finish closing the gap. Cuts include reducing local public health funding down to $40 million a year from $150 million this year and slashing higher education funding by 5%. A House priority bill approved on the session's final day includes a variety of policies targeted at different areas within the healthcare industry, including a policy that clarifies Indiana's current site of service language. The measure also prohibits health provider contracts from containing provisions with the intent to limit competition. And school board candidates will have to add a label next to their name on the ballot: Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Nonpartisan. Supporters say it improves transparency, but opponents worry it will inject partisan politics into school board races. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.